Though Kosovo officially remains part of Serbia, it's been under UN administration since 1999, when NATO airstrikes drove out Serbian forces after violence against ethnic Albanians. The talks now taking place are to determine who will govern Kosovo once NATO forces leave. The diplomat in charge, Albert Rohan, says the first two rounds of talks between representatives from Kosovo and Belgrade, which took place earlier this year, dealt with decentralization and cooperation between municipalities in the province. The vast majority of Kosovo's 2 million citizens are ethnic Albanians, with a Serbian minority of 10%. There were also discussions about how Belgrade would provide financial assistance to minority Serb communities in Kosovo. Mr. Rohan says that while there was little disagreement on some issues, there were differences. He says United Nations negotiators have prepared a comprehensive paper on decentralization and will deliver those suggestions to the negotiating parties.
I shall go to Pristina myself on Tuesday coming to explain this paper. And on the 3rd of April, we'll meet the delegations, we meet, and then we go through all those concrete matters where there is no agreement yet.
Under the UN plan, technical matters are being discussed first, ahead of the more vexing political issue of final status. Mr. Rohan says that after talks on local self-government, the negotiators will turn to discussions of protection of religious sites.
Here it is somewhat more complicated because there's the Pristina government on the one side, there's the Belgrade government on the other, and there's the, of course, the Serb Orthodox Church itself, whose position must be taken into account. So, therefore, the preparation needs a little bit more time.
Some of the holiest shrines in Orthodox Christianity are in Kosovo. Two monasteries, Dečani and Gračanica, are 700 years old and regarded as among Europe's most significant architectural and cultural treasures. After protection of cultural sites, the talks will then turn to economic matters. Following the April 3rd talks between delegates representing Pristina and Belgrade, Mr. Rohan says the six nations that guide the deliberations on Kosovo, the United States, Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and Russia, will meet at a high level in Athens, Greece, on April 5th to discuss what progress is being made. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.